Saturday, August 26th, it was the annual delegate session of Indiana Farm Bureau. And for a snapshot of some of the important items covered, some but not all, we checked in on Monday morning with Randy Crone, president of Indiana Farm Bureau.
Thank you, Andy. And Saturday was our delegate session. And I want to remind everybody there's about 260 members from all over the state. And, you know, this is the final step in a long process that takes multiple months where our counties submit resolutions and they go through a process and they get voted on by our members. And Kendall Culp heads up the resolutions committee. And there were, you know, they started with about 1,100 recommendations or resolutions. So there was a lot out there and a lot of input. And then it all comes together Saturday about the what our policy is going to be for 2024. And I would say, you know, one of them had a lot of conversation around was the ADDL, Animal Disease Diagnostics Lab. And, you know, they just want to make sure that we have high quality testing, you know, that goes along with all the innovation in the livestock area. So a lot of discussion about that. Did make a change that it should be a line item for the ADDL in the BOA budget, because sometimes that, you know, when you're in the Purdue budget, it can get so lost. And so there's going to be a lot of focus, but they were supportive of ADDL, and we want to try to figure out how do we make it better for animal producers around the state. Another one that just had a lot of discussions around, and I know you've heard a lot about this, Andy, is the LEAP district in Boone County. And by no means were they anti-economic growth. That's good. You know, we need to help our rural communities. We want them to be viable. You know, that's part of our strategic plan, and our members have told us. But wanting more transparency around some of that economic growth, like what was done in Boone County, and also making sure that the local officials have a little more input into it, because most of that was done before any of the local commissioners, council knew anything about it. And so they are trying to figure out how to craft some language, but they want more transparency, some more local input, but still to have economic development's going to be super important. Another one, I guess we had a fair amount of discussion. It's just notices. This is back to the advocacy at the local level and, you know, being in the newspaper for notices, whether it's zoning changes or budgets or a lot of different things. And as you know, a lot of communities only have a weekly paper and at most. And so it's harder. So they kind of had a lot of discussion around this and how do we make sure, you know, the general public knows what's going on. And, you know, part of that was to continue to do it in the newspapers, but also put it on some websites and make it available for emails if you want to be on that email list so that you can get the notices and know what's going on. Because we've had several complaints of some zoning changes, some things happening, and the ones in the affected area didn't even know it was going on, because if you don't get the newspaper, you didn't know it. So good discussion. And I think they landed in a good spot for just more transparency, really. On a federal note, I would say one of the big ones, you know, we talk about labor a lot, and H-2A labor more specifically, and it's going to be a recommendation from the Indiana Farm Bureau, our delegate body, to kind of split that. In the AFBF book, there's an immigration section, but it also deals with H-2A. And they're asking to move all of the H-2A or the labor issues over to a workforce heading and try to split those two, which we've talked to a lot of legislators that, you know, when it gets kind of put together in the immigration, it seems like it's a non-starter. And the labor issue is a huge one for a lot of our members around the state, and trying to break those two up to say the labor issue is separate than the immigration issue, and let's deal with them separately. So that's a quick highlight over some of our discussion for, about 6 hours Saturday, having debate, a lot of fun, but a lot of discussion and a lot of input from the grassroots.
The H-2A and labor discussion and recommendations that delegates came away with, once you get to AFBF, is that an idea that's been floated by some other states as well that you know of? What do you think the reaction to what you are putting in your book might be at the national level?
That I intend to work on between now and December when we have our resolutions committee to try to gain some support. And I think it will gain some support, but I mean, all across this country, the labor issue, if you're fruit, vegetable, melons, even the livestock sector, and I'm even hearing some of it in the grain production, row crop production, they're just having a hard time getting labor. Now, H-2A doesn't fit all of those, but labor's pretty, pretty widespread. And we'll have some conversations. And, we've had our August recess discussions with most our congressmen and women and senators. And we've talked about that we got to find a way to fix the labor. And when it's tied in with immigration, it seems like it's a non-starter, and those are really two different issues, and we need to have two different discussions. So we're hoping to move ahead with that one. I can follow up with you a little bit later. We'll see what happens on this one, Andy, but we're hopeful it needs to be two different discussions.
Farmland in Indiana being set aside for wind and solar projects, that's something that's hotly debated. Is it something that came up or might have been updated by Indiana Farm Bureau on Saturday?
Land use is always a discussion, and there was some. Our policy book, I think, covers it fairly good. We're concerned. We said we want it still controlled by the local governments, not to a state level. So that remains the same. But you're right. There's a lot of discussion around those two. And, I might... With that, there were two task forces that's going to be established here fairly soon. Hopefully we get them set up, and then after harvest we can have members start meeting. But the two task force, one has to do with water. And there's been a lot of discussion about the Lake District, but there's not enough water there to support it. So they're going to pipe water from Tippecanoe County down to Boone County to the tune of about 100 million gallons a day is what the proposal is. And so we had a lot of discussion about that, but it's so complex. It's not an easy thing to talk about or try to come to a conclusion with one time. So we're going to appoint a task force to try to study that and evaluate what we need to do and to make sure agriculture is protected. There's a lot of water uses, whether it's our livestock or, irrigation. How do we protect or make sure livestock's or that agriculture's at the table and having these conversations? The other one that had a number of conversations around it is the tax side. And, that goes from TIF districts to income tax to property tax and personal property. And it's so complex, they didn't feel like they could get it sorted out on the delegate floor. And it needs a lot more research. So we're going to put a task force together to study that. Some of the governor candidates are making some proposals. So we want to make sure agriculture's at the table having these conversations, and that if they do make changes, we want to make sure it's not a shift to agriculture by all means.
Well, there you have, really, in a nutshell, just some, and a small portion, but some of what Indiana Farm Bureau is doing on behalf of farmers around the state. And that's overall a lot.
Yes, it is. This was 6 hours of discussion, Andy, so it's good. I think it's healthy. I'm proud of our members and what they do and have these discussions because, it's the grassroots. It's our members. It's the farmers at the county level saying what they think's important to them and what they want our positions to be. So whether it's at the State House or our nation's capital, we're advocating on behalf of them.
Very good. Randy, we appreciate the time and the update. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Andy.